296 at the bottom. And the top is 156. Shai Yechav Amun Perek Dalit is where we're up to. Because the Alter Rebbe is finishing Perek Gimel with the question, and which is a very fundamental question. In the first three parakim of Shai Yechav Amun, the Alter Rebbe explained a fundamental concept in Chassidus, what's called basic Lashkocha Pratis, continuous creation, and that the existence of every physical object is dependent on the power of God that's in it. And if Hashem's power would leave the world for a second, the world wouldn't be existing. Then, the Alter Rebbe took it in Perek Gimel a step further to explain that he gave the analogy of the rays of the sun in the sun. Now, when you have the sun shining, the rays of the sun leave the sun, and that there's power of the sunlight exists in the sun. There's no question that if the sunlight can shine 93 million miles away to Earth, for sure the sun shines, the sunlight exists in the sun. But when you look at the sun, all you see is sun, you don't see sunlight. Meaning, when the light of the sun leaves the sun, that's when it becomes total, subjugated, nullified, non-existent. The only thing that exists is the sun itself. So the Alter Rebbe explains, if the creation, the creation came about by the words of Hashem. Hashem said, and like we learned, the Alter Rebbe explained, it's a revelation of godliness. So therefore, what is the table? The table is a revelation of godliness that keeps the table existing. But the Alter Rebbe at the end of Perek Gimel is asking a fundamental question. But if Hashem's presence is all over, Hashem's essence is all over, so the rays of Hashem, meaning the speech of Hashem, that keeps the table existing, is really within the sun, is God. And why is it that we see a table? If the table's existence is the power of Hashem that's in the table keeping in existence, but the power of Hashem never leaves Hashem because Hashem's all over. As we explained a while back, when we talk, our words leave our mouth. You could tape it, or as the world has this profound, never take back your words. So therefore, when we speak, the words are not us. But by Hashem, there's no such concept as something leaving Hashem, because Hashem's all over. So the words that Hashem created the world with never really left Hashem. So if the analogy is that the words of Hashem are like the rays of the sun, then it should be the analogy of the rays of the sun within the sun, which the only thing that exists there is the sun. So the Alter Rebbe asks a very simple question. Why in the world, when we see the world, do we see the world? All we should see is really godliness. So why is it that you bang into a wall? Or you have a table? Okay, there shouldn't be a table, it should only be God. So he starts now, I have to give an introduction to this whole new concept. The Rebbe says in Perek Dalet, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki shemesh u'magen Hashem elokim, like the sun and the protective shield, what you might want to call the ozone layer, but the protective shield around the sun, the same way is the two names Hashem and Elokim. David HaMelech is saying in Tehillim that just like the sun and the shield around the sun are the two names Hashem L'Shemesh. It's the shield around the sun, Lahogin, to protect the light of the sun, Sheyuchla Abris L'Savli, that we can handle the sunlight. Look, you know the famous thing from Chumash, when Avraham Avinu had the bris, and the Malachim came to him, Hashem took the sun out of its shield and made it very, very hot, that nobody should be able to walk. So what does the sun's shield do? The sun's shield, and this is a very important concept to understand, the sun shields, by blocking and shielding the sun, allows the sun rays to function. Without that concealment of the shield of the sun would be too powerful for the world. What is the mugging of the Shemesh do? It allows the sun, the Asid love of Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meitzi Chamer Min HaTeka, Hashem is going to remove the sun from its shield, the Shoyim Nidainim Ba'ad Hashem are going to be burnt by it, and Tzadikim are going to enjoy the sunlight. That's what it says. So he says, okay, so what is David HaMelech saying in Tillim? That just like the mugging covers the Shemesh, just like the shield covers the sun, Elohim covers the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Well, the same way the name Elohim covers the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That means, just to cheat a little bit and go ahead, if Yud Kei Vav Kei would be revealed itself as is, the world would not be in the state it is today. In order for the world to be a limited state like it is today, it's only because Elohim covers the level of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And by concealing it, it limits it, it allows it to be used. When you have, like we gave this mashal many times, if you stand by Niagara Falls, you can have millions of, I don't know, fish waters gushing. Yeah, if you're thirsty, all that water is worthless to you. You can't take a drink. In order to take a drink, you need to get a cup. And to put into 8 ounces, to limit the water, that you should be able to drink it. Or to give another gashmistic commercial. If you have, and they want to teach first graders, and they're going to teach on their level, they're going to teach on their level, the kids will get absolutely nothing. So the question is, the guy's brilliant. He's teaching on a very high level. Why can't the kids get? The answer is because, I mean, not really, but it's unlimited and they're limited. What does the teacher have to do? He has to conceal his knowledge, restrict his knowledge, limit his knowledge, mitzamtzim, do tzimtzum in his knowledge, to come down to a level that the child should be able to get it. Without the tzimtzum, without that contraction, concealment, limitation, we wouldn't be able to handle it. So what does the mogain, the shield of the sun, do? By restricting and limiting the sun, it allows the sun to become practical. Allows it to become used. Dr. Eb is going to explain Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Dr. Eb is going to elaborate on the definition of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the infinite revelation of God. If the infinite revelation of Hashem is revealed, you cannot. So in order for Yud Kei Vav Kei to become usable, Hashem had to restrict and limit and conceal and hide. That's what Elohim is. Elohim is the concept of Tzimtzum that conceals the infinite godliness that it comes down in a limited form. But Yud Kei Vav Kei itself means unlimited. And he says, top of the page, why the Shema Vaya, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, in fact, Al-Trebi really is referring to the last three letters of Hey Vav Hey. Perusha means Mahava Esakur, that he creates everything. Miyayin Liyashun, something to nothing. What does the Yud mean? Hey. The Yud is not part of the root of the word. What is the Yud? The Yud, Mishameshes Ala Pu'ula. Yud means it's constantly happening. She beloshin heva v'tamin, which means continuous and present. The Rashi says on the pasuk, kocha yaaseh of kol hayamim. Literally in Hebrew, yaaseh means so Eiv will do. But the pasuk is not saying what Eiv will. That yod also means it continuously did it. Meaning it's not only for the future; it could be the present or the past. That kocha yaaseh Eiv kol hayamim, that this is what he constantly did. So what does the name Yud Kei Vav Kei mean? The Hei Vav Hei means creator. The Yud means constantly creating. V'hainu, this refers to Achayas HaNishpa B'chol Rega Mamish, the life that becomes sustained from Hashem in every second, B'chol HaBruim in every creation, Mimeitze Pi Hashem, from the spirit that comes out of God's mouth, V'ruchai in His spirit, U'mahava Esom, and it creates them, Miyayin Liyesh, from nothing into something. Say, like I explained before, that there's continuous creation, it's not enough, but the fact that they were created in the 6 days of creation, the is kayamim is to be existing. If you remember, those we learned in Parak Aleph and Beis of Shai Yuchad Amunah, the Alter Rebbe explained, Hashem can't create the world once and leave. Because if you create the world once and leave, the world would become nothing again. And he gave the analogy of water before Hashem made it, is nothing. So the nature of world, by its nature, is to be nothing. If you want to make nothing into something, you need to continuously make it into something. If not, it would go back to its original nature of being nothing. Like we said, you throw a ball up, because of gravity, let's say, the nature of the ball is to be down here. You want to go against gravity, you need a power in the ball. Water, nature is to flow. You want to stop the water, you need to put a dam in the water. The dam could be in the water for 1,000 years. The second you take away the dam, the water goes back as if there was never a dam there. Because the nature of everything is to go back to its original nature. The world before Hashem created, that takes an existing piece of wood and changes the form, changes the shape. Because over there he took something which existed and he changed the shape. So therefore he makes it, he goes home and it stands. But the world, which is essentially nothing, if Hashem wouldn't continuously create the world would become nothing again in a second. If Hashem left the world for a second, the world would become nothing as if it never existed. Gadol HaGibur. We say it in Shmonesri, Kel HaGadol, but it's Psukim that say HaGadol HaGibur. Hashem is great and strong. What does Godol and Gibur mean? Upirish HaGadol is Midas Chesed, is the attribute of Chesed, the Ispashtus HaChais, and the manifestation and the spreading out of Hashem's existence, B'chol Ha'elim is the Bruim Le'inketz V'Tachlis, to the infinite amount of creations in the world, Le'ez Bruim Me'ayin Le'yesh, that you should be created from nothing into something, V'kayamim B'chesed Chinom, and they're existing with the free kindness of Hashem. I'll explain this whole thing in a second. Menikra Gedula, they're called Gedula. In fact, in Chassidus is brought down, when we look, Tzemachzadik brings down, that Rebbe also brings down, the Mekubalim Arishenim, the earlier Mekubalim, didn't call it Chesed. They called it Gedula. Later it became called Chesed. But at the initial Mekubalim, based on the Psukim, in fact, if you daven every day and you say, in Vayivaruch David, you say, L'cha Hashem ha-gdula va-gvura va-teferet va-netzich va-heid kichol ba-shamayim va-oretz, the soul that's... So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what does it mean, ha-kel ha-godol? Ha-godol refers to the great kindness of Hashem that He keeps the world existing out of ultimate kindness. Meaning, it's a revelation of God's kindness. But as Alter Rebbe is going to explain, if God's kindness is revealed too much, you won't be able to have a limited world. Hashem has to limit the kindness. In life, you have the same thing. If a parent is too kind, or if a teacher is too kind, or principle is too kind, it's very dangerous. You have to be able to limit it. The world will be unlimited. I mean, Alter Rebbe is elaborating on a whole different point of it, but Alter Rebbe says the world was created with the chesed of Hashem. The Pasuk says in Tillim, Olam chesed yibana, Hashem created the world with chesed. Until Matan Torah, before there was mitzvahs that kept godliness in the world, the existence of the world is dependent on the chesed of Hashem. Of the world, the world was existing from the chesed of Hashem. That Hashem is infinitely kind, that even though there's no reason for him to need world or want world, he keeps the world going. And as we've learned previously in the past, in the Shabbos davening, before our Derez Amuna, we say a parak in Tillim that says, Heidel Hashem Kitev Keli Elim Chazdei. Okay? And if you notice, there's a Yud, and a Hey, and a Vav, and a Hey. Yeah? David HaMelech wrote 26 Kila Elim Chazdeis. Okay? We say in Davin. The simple meaning of Kila Elim Chazdei means that Hashem's Chesed is forever. That's the simple meaning. If you look in an English Siddur, Kila Elim Chazdei, that His kindness is forever. Chassidus explains it differently. Kila Elam Chazdei means Kila Elam. This that there's an Elam, this that there's a world, is Chazdei, the Chesed of Hashem. Not that forever His Chesed exists. Kila Elam, this that there's an Elam, Chazdei is a Chesed. So it says in the Medrash, the why are the 26 Kila Elam Chazdeis? Because from the beginning of creation until Matan Torah were 26 generations. 10 from Adam to Noach, 10 from Noach to Avram, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the 7th generation. So from the beginning of creation until Matan Torah, there are 26 generations without Torah mitzvahs. So David HaMelech wrote 26 Kila Elam Chazdeis to infer that this, that the world existed for 26 generations, is in the chesed of Hashem. What is the chesed of Hashem? So the Altareb is explaining over here that there should be a world, v'kayamim b'chesed chinam, like 10 lines down, v'kayamim b'chesed chinam, they're existing with the chesed of Hashem, v'nekraz gedula, why is it called gedula? Why is it called gadol? It comes from the greatness of Hashem, in His own glory and essence. Ki gadol Hashem, because Hashem is great. And to His greatness there is no end. Therefore, because Hashem is infinitely kind, Hashem reveals infinite kindness. Lachem mashpia gamkin, chayis v'savis miyayin liyesh. Therefore Hashem gives life and creation from nothing to something. La'elim is ubarim and gets the infinite amount of worlds. Why? She'teva ha'tev le'hetiv, because the nature of good is to do good. The Rebbe is going to explain a phenomenal concept in Perek Dalet, and he's going to explain as follows. Hashem has infinite kindness to him. At the same time, Hashem has the level of contraction and concealment and limitation. And just like we can't understand Hashem's infinite level, we cannot understand the power of Tzimtzum that God has. We can't understand either of them. When you say Hakel HaGodol, it means Hashem is infinitely kind. HaGibur means Hashem has infinite level of tzimtzum, of contraction and concealment. And just like we don't understand Hashem's infinite power, we cannot understand Hashem's power to limit. Because these are all praises that only Hashem has, and we can't understand it. We just know that He doesn't. We can't understand what it is. And therefore He's going to explain that just like Hashem has the infinite power, Hashem has a finite power. Which means as follows. If you talk to a person in the street and you'll ask him, is Hashem infinite? They will tell you 100, if they believe in God, they will tell you 100%. Hashem is bli gvul. That's an incorrect statement. Realistically speaking, it's an incorrect statement. Because if Hashem is infinite, bligvul, and He's not finite, number one, you're limiting Hashem that he's only infinite and not finite, number one. Bashenis, and secondly, if Hashem is only infinite, how in the world can he make finite? You can't make something you're not. So to say Hashem is infinite is incorrect. If somebody asks you, is God spiritual or physical? So the initial response would be, Hashem is spiritual. That's an incorrect statement. Because number one, you're limiting Hashem that is Ruchnius and not Gashmius. And secondly, if Hashem is Ruchni only, how in the world can he make Gashmi? So what is Hashem? He's none of the above. Because he's none of the above, he's all of the above. Hashem is not spiritual. Hashem is not physical. He's above both. Because he's above both, he can make spiritual, he can make physical, and he can combine physical and spiritual together. Hashem is not infinite, he's not finite, he's not mugbul, he's not bleakvul, but because he's not limited and unlimited, he's above both. Hashem can make unlimited, Hashem can make limited, and Hashem combine them both together. And just like we don't understand Hashem's infinite power, we cannot understand Hashem's power of limitation. So what's the Alter Rebbe leading up to? A very profound concept. How could the world look real when it's not? It's because Hashem is so great that he can be where he's not. I have to remember what I said. Now, the Rebbe asked the question, right? If the existence of the table is alukus, why do we see a table and not alukus? Right? We should only see Hashem. Right? So the Alter Rebbe is leading up to the concept, basically, of tzimtzum. That means Hashem is in the table and he's not here. He is where he isn't. And he isn't where he is. Ah, you can't understand that. He says, of course he can't. Just like we cannot understand Hashem's infinite power, because we're finite, so we can't understand his finite power.
I always knew that I didn't understand.
That's
all I know.
Tachlis hayadiyah is shlei neyadoacha. It says in Chassidus, the ultimate understanding of God is the realization we don't understand. So why bother learning? You don't understand anyway, so just stay home, go to sleep, and you'll. But we explained this many times. One and a trillion are both equal to infinite. One is infinite away from infinite, and a trillion is infinite away from infinite. They're both equal compared to infinite. Yeah, that's simple math. Yet, there's a difference between one and a trillion. Because both don't understand what infinite is. Both can't understand infinite, because even a trillion is limited, right? But one thinks, what is infinite? A billion. One's perception of infinite is a billion, right? But a trillion, who knows what a trillion is, and still they understand that they're infinite. So what infinite is, they don't understand. But at least they have a better understanding of what it's not. Understand? So the accomplishment of learning is, like to give a simple explanation. Somebody that doesn't know anything about Yiddishkeit, somebody that doesn't know anything about Gemara, about learning, about everything, they think, in 5 minutes, I can learn the whole Yiddishkeit. That's really their perception, an hour, max. I mean, what's there to know already? You know, the more you learn, the more you see that there's so much that you don't know. Right? So, Chassidus demands that you have to learn, Because the more you learn, the more you understand what you don't understand. Not that you understand it. You understand better, or let's put it this way, you don't understand better what you don't understand. And that's the expression, Tachlas Hayidia is Shalei Nedaracha. The ultimate understanding of God, that we don't understand Him. Okay.